Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
I am Tom.
It's our issue unit, which means we can pick about anything, right, to talk about. We're talking about Black History. I guess there's a Black History Month coming up, and we're talking about what that means, how it got started, and what it means to actually focus on one race in exclusion of other races. So we're going to get started as we usually do. Tom, do you want to say anything?
Well, no, I think you've said pretty much all we need to say. So we're celebrating Black History Month in February. So let's find out what this is all about. Let's listen to the first part of our lesson and we'll be right back.
A Century of Black History. Why it matters. Every February, the U.S. observes Black History Month, a time dedicated to recognizing the contributions, experiences, and achievements of African Americans. The tradition began in 1926 when historian Carter G. Woodson proposed a national week to promote the teaching of Black history in schools. He deliberately chose the second week of February to honor the birthdays of Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass, two figures held in high esteem by the Black community for their roles in ending slavery. In 1976, the initiative expanded into a month-long observance, with President Gerald Ford urging Americans to acknowledge the accomplishments of Black citizens often overlooked in mainstream narratives.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. Let's talk about a century of Black history and why it matters, why it's important. So here in the first paragraph, it says, every February, the U.S. observes Black History Month, a time dedicated to recognizing the contributions, experiences, and achievements of African Americans. Okay, African Americans, of course, are people who came from Africa a long time ago. They're the descendants of people who came from Africa, mostly as slaves. And, of course, we also refer to them as Black people. African American, of course, is also an acceptable term. We've got all sorts of different kinds of ethnic groups in the U.S. We've got Mexican Americans. We've got Cuban Americans. We even have European Americans. Some people do use that term. But we're focusing specifically on U.S. blacks or African Americans, and that's what Black History Month is all about.
And why it matters. That's another thing we're going to be focusing on. So when you dedicate a period of time to a specific thing or activity, it just means you're doing that thing solely. You're not doing anything else. So you're committing time and effort or resources to a particular cause. Maybe you've decided to dedicate your career to helping children read better or have better math skills. Or maybe you've decided to dedicate your life to helping vets, ex-military men who come home and have a hard time integrating themselves into society. Lots of people have different things they want to dedicate themselves to. This is a month in America that we're dedicating to recognizing the contributions, the experiences and achievements of African Americans or the Black community because they matter to us because they're important.
Right. They've made lots of contributions to American society and culture and art and education and things like that. So we're recognizing all of the things they've done over the years, their contributions, also their experiences and their achievements, the great things that they have done. So we're celebrating that in February. Well, when did this tradition begin? Well, it began way back in 1926 when historian Carter G. Woodson proposed a national week to promote the teaching of Black history in schools. So that's where it began. Way back in 1926, we've got this historian, a person who specializes in history, and this person proposed a national week to promote the teaching of Black history in schools. So I guess Black history was not really covered so much. If you're in the United States, of course, the dominant racial group is the white people. So, of course, they probably wrote the history books and focused on their achievements mostly and didn't really focus on Black achievements or the achievements of other groups of people. So this person said, hey, we need to learn more about the history of Black people. And that's how it got started.
Yeah, he's actually known as the father of Black history, Carter G. Woodson. And he founded, it was originally called Negro History Week. That was the name before Black History Month. When we were growing up, you would call the Black community or African Americans Negroes. It's changed over time. Then they were called African Americans and Black. So there are periods of time where politically correct names are used, and then you just have to keep up to date. When we were growing up, people would be called, let's see, it wasn't Asians. What were they called?
Orientals.
Oriental,
I guess?
Yeah. Oh, this is an Oriental person, but that's not politically correct nowadays. So you just have to keep up. You don't want to offend anybody. You want to be respectful to everyone. But he was the guy who came up with this idea back in 1926. And back then he offered or proposed that a week was a good time to be used to really promote the teaching of Black history in schools. He wanted all students to recognize the achievements, the contributions of the Black community, which is really important. He deliberately chose the second week of February as a Black History Week. Back then it was a week because of two birthdays of two important people in American history. The first, of course, is Abraham Lincoln, a U.S. president that worked to free the slaves. But the other one is a very famous guy. We grew up studying about Frederick Douglass. He was a former slave who became a leading abolitionist. That was someone who fought against slavery. But he was a wonderful writer and speaker as well. And his speeches inspired a lot of people to join the fight against slavery. Frederick Douglass, and their birthdays both happened to be in February. So that's when Carter G. Woodson proposed that they actually have Black History Week in schools.
Right. I feel ashamed because I really don't know much about Frederick Douglass.
Oh, he's great. You need to read him. He's wonderful.
Yeah, I understand he's a great person. All I can think of, though, is that picture of him. He's got gray hair and a big beard.
Big beard.
Looks like a pretty handsome fella. And so, of course, we're honoring his birthday in February and the birthday of Abraham Lincoln, who fought for freeing the slaves.
Mm-hmm.
Abraham Lincoln had some quotes that made it sound like he may really not have liked Black people so much, but that's kind of controversial there. But in any case, that's why he chose this particular time for this particular holiday, this History Month, February. He did it deliberately on purpose. He chose that because he didn't think of something randomly. He thought, hey, let's do it in February because we want to honor the birthdays of these two people. And these people were held in high esteem by the Black community. So here, high esteem means great respect. When we see the word esteem, we often talk about respect or admiration for somebody. And, of course, the most common term of this would be self-esteem. They often talk about this when you're growing up, you need to have good self-esteem. You need to have confidence in yourself, to believe in yourself and not feel inferior to others. So here, of course, these people were held in high esteem. They had great respect for Lincoln and Douglass.
Yeah, you could just say he's esteemed by everyone. You could use it like that as well. Now, slavery was the system in which people were treated as property, and they were forced to work without being paid for their time. They often would split up families, which was the saddest thing for me. So a mom who maybe had kids with a dad, they would split the mother and father and maybe even send the children to work somewhere else. It was horrible. So that was an important thing that they had to overcome in the Civil War. It wasn't World War at all. It was Civil War. Where one country is fighting each other. So you had people in the South, most often the people in the South were fighting to keep slavery because they used slaves on their farms and they wanted that free labor, which is terrible. And then you had the people in the North who wanted the slaves to be freed and they wanted the slaves to come up North and work in factories. So yeah, it was a troubling time in American history. Now, in 1976, I'm sure most of our listeners were not born yet, there was an initiative which expanded that week-long observance into a month. And that happened with President Gerald Ford, and he urged Americans to acknowledge the accomplishments of black citizens that were often overlooked in mainstream narratives. Initiative is a process in our government where sometimes citizens can even propose new laws or amendments, and then we vote on them. So it was an initiative by the government. Now, when you talk about mainstream narratives, a narrative just means story, right? Mainstream is usually what's commonly accepted by most people in society. Not everyone agrees with mainstream narratives, but it dominates the public's understanding of something. And so this changed to a full month of Black History once Gerald Ford started urging Americans to do that. So that's when that changed from a week to a month, and that was 1976. Okay, guys, probably should take a break here. We're going to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back to start talking about part two.
听众朋友大家好，我是安娜。我们今天要来带大家看到的这个议题单元是有关于黑人的历史哦。A Century of Black History, Why It Matters。标题当中最后字的 matter 就是很重要的意思。其实我们常在讲重要的时候都会想到形容词的 important, 对不对？但其实在英文当中 matter, it matters, it does matter, 这真的很重要。这动词也蛮常见的。好，回归到重点啦。我们历史课可能没有特别讲的这种黑人历史月。什么时候是黑人历史月？其实每年的二月美国都会庆祝黑人历史月哦。因为他这段期间啊，就是专门要用来认识非裔美人的贡献啊，他们的经历啊，还有他们的成就。所以我们在第一段的第一句当中啊，就特别提到这样子的一件事情。当然在这里有关系子句的简化啦，我们也要特别看一下这句的动词的 observe。Observe 我们常说是观察的意思，对不对？但在这边呢，有特别提出来来去观察。什么叫特别提出来观察？其实它就有仔细的观察跟庆祝的意思。那后面的 Black History Month 逗点之后的 a time 也是同位语的概念哦。它是一个什么样的时间呢？我们刚刚说的关系子句简化，就是从后面的 dedicated 一直到句尾的地方，省略的是 which 或者是 that 跟 be 动词的 is。那我们之前有复习过啊，冠带 which 或 that 是连接词的功能，所以当它删掉之后，后面 be 动词的 is 被删掉，先改成 being， 在句子简化当中 being 被省略掉，我们剩下的是 pp dedicated to something。 那当然啦，这个传统到底从什么时候开始了？1926年开始，当时的情况是如何如何，我们紧接着直接看第二句。1926之后的逗点的 when 到句尾这边，我们左右括号，我们特别把 when 抓出来。 when 它是一个关系副词哦，副词它是修饰整句完整的句子，也就是关副这个 when 后面加上的完整是有主词，从 historian Carter G. Woodson blah blah blah， 再加上及物动词 proposed， 这及物动词后面的受词也都讲得很清楚，一直到句尾了。所以完整的句子在括号当中，完整的句子我们看到的关系词是一个副词的概念，这个 when 我们就把它直接等于 and in which， 也就是 and in 1926。 所以我们现在在对官复啊又做了一个复习。好，当然接下来呢，我们就有看到同样在这个第一段的地方啊，这个第三句，第三句这边也是关系子句的简化啊，这句子有点长，看到是比较接近后面的地方，逗点之后的 two figures， 这两个人物 ，held 的左括号，然后句尾呢也是右括号，它省略的就是 who 或者是 that 跟 were be 动词的 were， 因为是当时的事情。所以到1976年的时候，这样子的一个倡议，就是这个倡议的活动呢，就扩大成为一整个月的纪念活动。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome back, everybody. We're going to continue with our lesson now. Let's move on now to part two and listen to some more information about Black History Month.
Today, Black History Month includes a wide range of public events, educational programs, and cultural exhibitions. Museums highlight African American artists and innovators, while libraries showcase works by Black authors, poets, and historians. In classrooms, students explore the Civil Rights Movement and the Harlem Renaissance, as well as contemporary Black voices in science, politics, and the arts. Television networks and streaming platforms feature documentaries and films that celebrate Black heritage, and national institutions like the Smithsonian organize special lectures and performances. Each year also features a specific theme. In 2026, as the observance marks its 100th anniversary, the theme invites reflection on a century of stories, creativity, and progress shaped by African American communities. Although Black History Month originated in the U.S., its impact reaches beyond American borders. It invites people worldwide to ask difficult but necessary questions. Whose stories are told in our classrooms? Whose voices are missing from our textbooks? For students in Taiwan, engaging with Black History Month can offer insights into how history is constructed and who gets remembered. Learning about the past is not merely about understanding others. It sharpens our awareness of justice and encourages critical thinking about the world we live in. Okay, welcome back, guys. We're going to dive into part two now. It says here, Black History Month includes a wide range of public events. There could be concerts, there are educational programs. A lot of the museums will focus on Black History Month. Maybe they'll have a focus on a particular author or poet or even composer. We've got lots of things that we can highlight during this Black History Month. So it's kind of a fun time where you can educate yourself. You can learn about people maybe you'd never heard of before. It's kind of a cool time.
Yeah, indeed. So there are lots of activities going on in February. So maybe you'll be able to learn some more about famous Black people in the United States. So let's talk about some of these activities here. We've got museums. They will highlight African American artists and innovators, while libraries showcase works by Black authors, poets, and historians. So these are some things that are going on in museums. They kind of emphasize the work of African American artists and also innovators. Those would be people who came up with some new ideas mm-hmm. that helped society as a whole. And then, of course, we've got libraries all over the place. And they will showcase works by Black authors, poets, and historians. So if you showcase something, you basically feature that thing. You give it special attention. So if you go to the library, there may be some special books available to check out about various Black people. These could include authors like Toni Morrison, for example, and some other ones. You could read some of their books. Also poets. I'm ashamed here. I can't really think of any African-American poets offhand, but
Langston Hughes.
Oh, there you go. Okay. I'm not really into poetry anyway. Mm-hmm. And we've also got historians who are people who basically study history and teach history and let us know about things that have happened in the past.
Now in classrooms, we're going to go into schools now. The students explore the Civil Rights Movement. The Civil Rights Movement was a period in American history where they were trying to change laws so that all Black citizens had the same rights as white and Hispanics and Asians at the same time. I know in the South there was a lot of prejudice, and sometimes they would have restaurants, for example, who wouldn't serve Black people, which is crazy. Or they would have separate bathrooms for the Blacks and the whites and other races, you could say. So there were some problems back then. So there were a lot of marches, a lot of demonstrations, and they passed the civil rights back in the 60s. And there was also something called Harlem Renaissance. Harlem is in the northern part of New York. So you can have Manhattan. And once you leave Manhattan, you're entering Harlem if you're on the east side. And wow, back then, Harlem had turned into kind of a bad area. And so they wanted to, if you have a renaissance, it just means you're trying to bring it back to life, how it used to be. The Black community in Harlem
especially in the late 1800s, early 1900s, it was really flourishing. If you go back and look at the history, you won't even believe what it was like. It was really cool. So it had turned really pretty kind of like into a poverty, an area of poverty and crime. And nobody wanted to go to Harlem for a while, but they tried to revive it. And it turned into a much nicer place. There's also contemporary black voices in science and politics and the arts. And some of those people are highlighted during Black History Month in schools, especially.
Yeah, if you're in New York, in Manhattan, of course, you can go north of Central Park and you'll be in Harlem there. So this, of course, was a period of renewal, a rebirth of art. So that happened in the early 19th century, or excuse me, early 20th century.
That's where the Apollo Theater is, which is a really famous black theater where they had amazing talents. They used to perform there. They turned the Apollo Theater into a much nicer place. It had closed down.
Oh, great. Okay. So, of course, we're talking about the Harlem Renaissance, the Civil Rights Movement, and then we're talking about contemporary black voices in science, politics, and the arts. Contemporary just means modern. And, of course, we've got black people working in science, and they're also working in politics as politicians, representatives, and things like that. And people working in the arts who happen to be of the black persuasion. Now, here in the next sentence, it says, television networks and streaming platforms feature documentaries and films that celebrate black heritage, and national institutions like the Smithsonian organize special lectures and performances. So, again, these are some activities that are going on in recognition of Black History Month in February. TV networks, I suppose, like CBS and ABC and NBC and others, have these streaming platforms so you can go online and download programming.
They're talking about Netflix.
Okay, Netflix. Yeah. Okay, there you go. I guess the networks that I mentioned are kind of old hat.
Yeah, they don't stream.
They don't really stream, yes, indeed. But you can get documentaries that talk about black issues. A documentary is a film that talks about information. It's not narrative like a Hollywood movie. A documentary, of course, tries to teach you things. There are many different kinds of documentary films out there. And then we've got a national institution in Washington, D.C., the Smithsonian Institute. It's an institution. It's some sort of organization that's sponsored by the government.
Lots of museums that are connected
to each other. Around the Mall of Washington, D.C., they've got all sorts of museums there, the National Art Gallery and stuff like that. I think well, there's all sorts of other stuff there I don't have time to get into.
And it's much safer there now to visit D.C.
I guess so. And you got special lectures and you got performances there. And each year also features a specific theme. Okay. So we've got different ideas that go on every year. Of course, this takes place every February. So this year in 2026, as the observance marks its 100th anniversary, the theme invites reflection on a century of stories, creativity, and progress shaped by African American communities. Okay, so yeah, this is a special year because it observes or marks the 100th anniversary of this celebration. So of course, we've got reflection on all sorts of stuff that has to do with the black community.
So it says here in the last paragraph, although Black History Month began or originated in the U.S., its impact reaches beyond American borders. It invites people worldwide to ask difficult but necessary questions. Whose stories are told in our classrooms? Yeah. What kind of history lessons are you getting in your own classes? I know sometimes things get tipped too far in one direction. I was reading the other day online, one of the students was complaining that in his history class, they spent like 1 week on World War I, 1 week on World War II, and 12 weeks on civil rights. So right now it's a little bit overbalanced, unfortunately, on the black population and their history. But they feel like they need to make up for lost time. They feel like they were kind of ignored for a while. So you're going to see a lot of this during the month of February, especially, but beyond as well.
Right. So if you're from another country and you want to learn more about the black experience, not only in the U.S., but in other countries as well, you can get some information online about these things or participate in these activities. Yes, people worldwide are invited to ask necessary but difficult questions. And these questions are, for example, whose stories are told in our classrooms? Okay, so some people might think that, hey, you're not emphasizing black people enough, or Asian Americans or Mexican Americans or whoever. And we've got another question here. Whose voices are missing from our textbooks? Okay, yeah, what are we teaching kids? Are we teaching history properly? And we're not really focusing enough on people who should be focused on. Maybe you could talk about textbooks in other countries as well, like textbooks in Japan. How are they teaching people about World War II or whatever?
Yeah.
It's kind of a related, of course, you know, countries want to teach what they want to teach.
It's very political, let's be honest.
Indeed, you can't get away from that because schools are public. And for students in Taiwan, engaging with Black History Month can offer insights into how history is constructed and who gets remembered. So, yeah, we're trying to focus on Taiwan now. Yeah, what do people in Taiwan feel about this? They might be thinking, what does this have to do with us? You know, we're here in Taiwan. We don't have a lot of black people here. Why would we care about that? Well, you can get some insights into history if you can study the history of black people in America. Well, you could understand some aspects of history here in Taiwan as well.
Well, I'm sure this gets Taiwanese students asking about what they're taught in their own history classes. Mm. Do they feel like too much time is spent on particular figures in history and not enough on others? I think this is a question that most countries have to grapple with. If you grapple with something, you're kind of confronting it and trying to figure out solutions to it. The history books that we grew up with, Tom and I grew up with, a lot of what we learned has been erased from the current books that students are using in school. So it changes over time. And if you feel strongly about something or a particular area you think your students or your children aren't learning enough about, get involved. You need to speak up. So it is interesting, though, that it gives students here in Taiwan an opportunity to do some self-exploration, some questions about their own history classes.
Yep, you can get some insights, some special information that might inspire you to learn more. And learning about the past is not merely about understanding others. It sharpens our awareness of justice and encourages critical thinking about the world we live in. And that's how we conclude our lesson for today with the word sharpen here.
Yeah.
To sharpen something just means to make something sharper. Like a knife. My knife is too dull. I can't cut the meat with it, so I'm going to have the knife sharpened. But here we're talking about our awareness. To sharpen your knowledge or to sharpen your awareness just means to, you know, be able to think about things more clearly and have some more understanding about something, to be more clever and critical in your thinking.
Or maybe you're studying a particular instrument, for example, and you want to sharpen your skills. You're going to focus on things more intensely. So that's a good piece of advice. We all need to sharpen our skills. And here we're going to sharpen our senses of justice and encourage critical thinking. Don't accept what other people tell you. Look around for some more information. Maybe you'll be surprised what you find.
Okay, we're at the end of our explanation for today. It's time now to listen once again to our Chinese teacher.
那当然到现在呢，黑人历史月跟以前就不太一样了，现在已经涵盖整个各式各样的公共活动啊，教育课程啊，文化展览啊都有。像博物馆的话，它的重点就会介绍一些美国艺术家、创新者，然后图书馆则如何如何。好，我们接下来就看到如何来庆祝。在第二段当中，我们先把第二句挑出来。诶，博物馆怎么庆祝啊？图书馆怎么样庆祝？我们看到这句话当中逗点后面的 while 把它抓出来。如果句子还蛮长的，然后中间逗点之后来一个 while 的话，通常文意就有对比、对照的意思。然而，但这个 while 在英文当中，如果出现在句首的话，还蛮长，会是 although 虽然的意思。因为我们国中的时候就学过 while 跟 when 一样，就是表示时间嘛。但是在高中英文当中 ，while 是一个连接词的重点，在句首常当成是 although 虽然如何如何表让步。而逗点的句中的 while 呢，则有对比对照然而的意思。那接着我们看到第三句中间逗点之后的 as well as， 特别把它抓出来。这边不是什么特殊的比喻句型哦，其实啊，你把这三个字框起来就可以等于一个 and。 那这个 and 的连接词，有时候有一些字典会说它是介系词啦。总而言之呢，它就有增添的意思，以及连同什么什么。在这里的句子指的是还有以及当代在科学、政治、艺术领域当中发生的黑人人物。那当然最后面我们要来看一下在这一段当中的第六句。第六句啊，他说在2026年啊，黑人的历史月会迎来100周年的纪念哦。那么这个年度的主题就会引导大家来反思整个一个世纪啊，100年来非裔美国社群所塑造的一些故事、创意还有进步。但我们在这边啊，这句因为其实真的蛮长的，其实它分解了之后，我们会发现2026之后逗点的 as， 我们曾经说过这连接词 as 就是 when、because， 如同好像三者择一。那在这里因为表示时间 when 2026呢，那因为呢当时啊如何如何，所以怎样怎样。那当然我们来到最后一段啊，我们就在想一件事情，就是说当然黑人的历史月是起源于美国啦，但是现在整个影响力已经超过整个美国的边界了。我们就想说诶，那这个课堂上讲述的一些历史故事到底是谁的故事，有谁的声音被遗漏了呢？我们在最后一段当中第三句特别抓出来，对于台湾学生而言，参与黑人的历史月其实可以启发这一些历史重要的意义。不过这句特别注意一下哦，第三句逗点之后的 engaging 一直到 month， 它是句子的主词而不是分词构句哦，它是句子的主词，也就是 engaging with Black History Month，我们要去参与这样子的一个事情， can offer insights。 以上是我们今天的内容，我是安娜，我们下次见。
That's all the time we have, guys. We hope you've enjoyed this particular lesson, and we hope you'll look into more English learning on our Facebook and YouTube channel, and we're sure glad you joined us. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.